Candan Peirce once said, "The body is our subconscious mind." I'm just going to similarly say, the body wants to develop, the mind reflects so. And for this we get more alerts in the form of more lesser dangerous pathologies and lesser of the more dangerous diseases. Please see here how this is a process for safer innovations, of a better handling of bacteriophages. Pathologies and diseases nowadays are pointing to increasingly rare relationalities inside the systems, but more especially between the systems of the body. Organism is an empty word by itself. Organism ranges from particles to systems, and from the end of the world through its ecosystem to its gender, dimorphic, a very varied dipolarity. Dipolarity which should also apply to the morphology of systems. There are 11 systems in the life of a human body. One very dipolar, the reproductive, and another 10, more similar ones, that can be grouped into 5 bipolar pairs. I propose this grouping because we already know that every system interacts more with some other system. And so, by formalizing these pairings, we could get a broader understanding of systems interrelations, something that is very useful for a better understanding of the body, our subconscious mind. The system most dealing with the micro side of the whole is the immune system, always yin within the systems, with its integumentary micro yang. And at its other pole, the most macro and always yang is the nervous one, with its endocrine macro yin, which will turn yang when pairing it with the immune, as the integumentary will become yin when pairing it with the nervous one. The closer neighbor of the endocrine is the skeletal system, and in between them we find osteocalcin. The closer neighbor above the nervous is the muscular system, fascia in between. The next pair above of the skeletomuscular pair, the middle row of these 5x2+1 systems, we find the respicaptatory, with its lungs mimicking the branches of the trees, and the circujaculatory, with its rooting veins, where the heart is a centroid knot of roots and tail. We should see the lymphatic system as a subsystem of the immune, oppositely to how academia is considering them now, because the lymphatic is a reasonable link of the immune with the circulatory. Why? Besides its similar morphology with the circulatory, we can consider the immune and circulatory both as the first systems if we separate the systems in two linear quintets, where by these two being first precisely, the inner ear, the vestibular subsystem of hearing, would represent them both, probably with the secreting activity of the endolymphs of the inner ear. Nevertheless, maybe surely we should go deeper than that, deeper than what endolymphs secrete. But there's already a clue. But before going any further, we should rewind a little bit first. Why the vestibular subsystem inner ear would be representing the immune and circulatory systems? Because 5, 2 per 2 plus 1 senses has the nervous system, which we should see it as a representative macro observer of the others, where hearing is first in the linear list, and so centroid there because of that. Why hearing is the first centroid of the nervous system? Because resonance of waves come first than the length or else that we measure with the other senses, especially the view. More easily and justifiable explained than that is to say that the senses with the most macronautics are touch and view, because of the skin membrane, including that of the eyes. It is a more external macro than its protos forms of taste and smell. Even simpler than that is to see how these both two pairs of senses are the ones more easy to pair. Let's keep digging in the nervous system. There are two centroidal organs in the nervous system. The touchy skin, the heaviest organ and earthy part of the body, the more representative of each external part, what your mother's egg finally becomes, skin microbiome aside. And as a more internal representative organ part of the nervous system, we have the viewer brain, the wettest part of the body, what your father's sperm finally becomes, good microbiota aside. Oh, brain, yes, I know. You give many more clues than that. You have more sympathy and parasympathy with your centrality, periphery, and autonomy. Anthropology loves you. Neuroscience loves you. Astrology role plays your 12 cranial nerves, and whoever computes with black boxes adores you well. We tend to synonymize the concept of observation and measure with the nervous view, because we believe that the more macro is representing the whole of our experience. But what if we would like to get into detailing more the concept of observation? Getting deeper into what more really our viewing is. Just let's try seeing this viewing sense representativeness within the taste sense. Let's focus then in the lower tongue, the micro inner of the nervous microsense of taste, to ask you, how much of a neoplacenta is it for the blah 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 neofetus fish our tongue is? As a more challenging example, how much involved are you now imagining yourself in a very wet kiss with me? Don't worry about the answer. And note that this was just a micro part of one of the micro senses of the macro nervous system that viewing represents. The lower tongue measure as yet just another parameter, a tenth of the total, that we should add to the concept of observation, resumed by viewing representing our more outer nervous reasoning, with its touch pair, where taste is its proto, representing the more superficial endocrine emotion. The measuring ratio of the lower tongue is only one tenth of the nervous observation, where we will still need to compute the activity of the other systems. Thank goodness that the tenth of the internal visions represents us so well, especially our rationality, where the touchy endocrine will represent our emotionality, which I will introduce you next. The endocrine has 7 glands. 7 chakras explain them more easily in a physiological way. 3 above, 3 below, and center in the middle of them, the thymus gland and heart chakra. With the glands below, you can feel the plant wheel, and with the above glands, we feel the hobel love. Like heaven and earth are different, are upper and lower glands, but somewhat complexly equivalent and correspondent they should be. Microadrenal glands, pair of macropineal glands. But now not here that the chakric pineal is the glandular pituitary, macrogyne of the glandular gonads and second chakra. The macrolaryngeal thyroid with the pancreatic plexus. And with the chakric heart thymus gland in the middle of them, we already have the complete gland-to-chakric broad linking. But there are still other more interesting things to wave within this intertwining that I just proposed. Like, is the downward movement from the pituitary to the thyroid and from it to the thymus in a cycle with the others? What about the bottom up? And also, what about balance with the exocrine? How the 5 senses would represent the 7 glands? Things I didn't study yet, but let's continue anyway. It is different up and down, but equivalent. So, wait a moment, if it's above as below, did my genitalia evolve it into some stuff that is in my face? Well, yes. As an example, see how especially the very Heidi's women show off their vagina lips by giving little kisses in photos, especially in selfies. Or how they rape our hearts and make our hands to double stretch than theirs with their inciting us to their breast. Not to mention their and our sighting eyes, the outer leaf side of our inner more hidden eggs. Although these examples may seem scandalous, this above as it is below is not so surprising in the end. This is already proposed by the bicentroid of the systems, that pile of separate sexes that, when they came together, were the ones who first gave you life. So from it all of you have scaled. A more adventurous proposal for this fundamental axiom is that at heredity, the endocrine system is hardened by the long-term relationships that existed in our parents and lineages, according to your matrilineal mitochondria. And the same for the nervous system evolution, but according to your little piece of patrilineal gen Y. More clues about this in comparative embryology always. But let's keep going. Five pairs of systems and 5 senses in the most macro of them. Tastes, mind, elements, states of matter, fingers and bowels too, by the way, but aside. 5 pairs of systems and 5 senses in the most macro of them. 7 glands, the next macro. 11 systems that are in life, and 13 very symmetrical and kinesic joints, neck in the middle, in the skeletal system, in the next system's pair row. Enough script for a great story through within the prime number chain. Right? But there is more than that. 5, 7, 11, 13, 17 monkey face muscles must be, because 19 expiratory articulative vocalizers we have, if we count the neofetal tongue as centroid of them. This way, we will now have the linguistic continuum of 5 senses, 7 emotions, 13 kinesias, 17 fascials, and 19 tocs, to which we could also later add the 23 circulatory alphabetic consonants for the 5 vowels, where also parallelly the 23 pairs of chromosomes that will be directly scaling the 11 systems, with its allele centroid, inner micro of the reproductive very dimorphic cell, so microcentroid of the 11 systems overall. This again already gives a lot of script for a great story, but we are still missing the other 4 systems towards the micro. How we will link them within the primes number chain? We have 3 ways to do so. 1. Let's start the primes chain from the micro, for micro's sake, to the center row where we have reached the number 23. 0 immune and 1 integumentary makes sense. Also, 2 urinary and 3 digestive will not be that intuitive and super crazy to see them as an splitted 23. Second way. 0 urinary because it releases what we don't want. 1 digestive is what we accept. 2 inner and outer consciousness the integumentary gives, and 3 processes of transformation, conjugation and transduction makes another sense. The other way, continuing the primes 4 steps more. We have 29, 31, 37 and 41. But before exploring this third option further, let's rewind a bit. I have proposed the 5x2 plus 1 systems and 2x2 plus 1 senses because in this way the plus 1 preserves the centroid scale and the per 2 preserves the polarity. Curiously, there is a type of prime numbers called Sophie Germain that follows this per 2 plus 1 rule. And we have a double chain of 6n plus minus 1 of Sophie Germain primes up to 19. 2, 3, 5, 6, 8, 9 per 2 plus 1. With the 147 hidden there, as you can see. But until 41, it remains irregular. 11, 14, 15, 18, 20. The first of these 2 chains, 5 senses, 11 systems, 17 phasers, are kind of more systemic representatives, so to speak. This chain also suggests 23 as the per 2 plus 1 of the 11 systems that we take as the initiator or more complex, where the allele would act as the centroid of the 23, also very systemic pairs of chromosomes. The other chain, the complementary one of 7, 13, 19, it shows quite followable coincidences in its relations in the infinitesimal cycles of their inverses, their 1 divided by x prime in this number chain, where 3 and 6, also 9, more hidden, show up there in different forms, where we could consider this 369 as yet one more number related to the 147 that we have seen above appearing in a more basic place. One could understand better this chain of 3 by understanding the 1 divided per x inverses primes number line of this 6n plus 1. This may seem a bit complex or forced. It is normal to have these sensations, since we are pretending continuing the primes number line. In a similar continuous effort, we have reached the prime number 41 before. So now it's time to see how we may have to rely on another more complex analytical framework than this 6n plus minus 1 sequence. While this following framework is still possibly the simpler possible for analyzing, gets more clues about what such number 41 could represent as an endpoint of a prime's number line. 41 is the center of the last, the 9 per 1, of the more famous magic squares, the odd ones, the only ones that have a center. Their centers are 5, 13, 25, and 41. And the easier pattern here is the Pascal triangle between them, the differences between the numbers that give us a 8, 12, 16. Next is 4, 4, and so finally, 0.